Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistic. We are here again on this beautiful night. I am calling, actually, my show is from Lake Tahoe, California. It's hard to be miserable here. It really is such a beautiful place. And I just really like to talk about, just briefly before I start taking calls, I'm going to start taking calls pretty quick because we have a little big lineup, but I like to just kind of tell everyone that sure, everybody for the past month or so has felt the wave of, I kind of call it a cosmic wave because it doesn't have a word to describe the feelings that people were having. They were all new. I was getting calls daily about feeling out of body, feeling kind of just not who they are, disconnected from their spirit, really disconnected from their life, a lot of them were saying. And I realized that was a part of this transition. That to get disconnected, and think about this one, to get disconnected is a part of bringing yourself to a higher vibration. So you have to disconnect to ascend. You have to disconnect from the level that you were used to a new level. So there will be and is a time where it feels like you are in the unknowing aspect of your life, of yourself, of your spirit. It's completely normal. And to me, it does validate that we are ascending at a high rate. And so in that I am joyous about it, in that I am hopeful about it, in that I know that we all as a collective consciousness are experiencing this new vibration. So I'd really like to talk to people and just really go into a little bit of what it was like for them. Because I think the more that we see that we're not alone, the more that we know that this is an experience that we're all having, it's kind of a identity crisis. But really, any type of a crisis to me is a celebration of change, of acceleration, of creating a new world and a new self that really is governed by the spirit instead of the mind and the ego. So when those things fall away, when the ego falls away, sometimes we don't know who we are. We can't connect to our job anymore. We can't connect to being a mother. We can't connect to being a wife. We can't connect to the roles that the ego has attached us, has attached to. So we're in this new place, and I'd love to hear about it from everyone that's listening, how it has been for you. So I'm going to start taking calls, and we're going to start to pull some cards too. So I'm real excited. Let me take an 864 number. Let me take the first caller. Who's on the line? This is Patty. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Patty. This is Pooja.
Pooja! So, how's... I said your name and my dog just went crazy.
So funny.
Was that funny? My dog is standing in the middle of the room right now, barking at nothing. But, of course, there is something because there's a lineup of people behind me. But so what has it been like for you? I mean, you're a healer, and you really are in the place that would probably feel this change more than anybody. So I love to bring people in that are like you to kind of like help those that really just are in this middle of, like, craziness they feel, you know. So what's been going on for you?
I'm in a huge transition. I feel like I definitely ascended. A little bit, and so everything that I've created, I'm not questioning my path. I'm questioning the people that are involved in it. You know, the story of the clinic, and so I'm transitioning from the clinic to a space that's much more spiritual, mm-hmm. and I'm dead in the middle of the transition. So even today, just alone today, I was caught up completely. Like, I had a client at the clinic, and I had a client at the center, and I had no idea what was going on, and I had no idea I had double booked, and I was right in the middle of literally middle of the two places in my car trying to figure out what to do and where to go.
Wow. So even on a physical level, there was this obvious tear in the consciousness of what's acceptable in your world right now. So it's kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, like you always say, like that there's the in-between. A lot of Native Americans talk about the in-between of ourselves, of our life, of the time fraction, like if you're into, you know, physics. There's this kind of in-between place that we are in, and this is what I've been feeling. It feels like I'm in a dream, mm-hmm. and I'm viewing it without a lot of emotion to it. You know, I'm just viewing it. I don't know if you feel this way. Kind of a detached feeling. Well, but I'm viewing it with a sense of, oh, okay. You know, no big thing. Like, I'm not getting wrapped up in any of the drama that people are pulling in. I'm just really staying way out on the sidelines of things, which is just a normal thing. It's just happening. I don't have to try to do this. And I don't know if you're feeling this. You don't have to try to figure this one out. It's just, you're just observing it unfold, you know?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit like that. I've been really stressed because it's throwing me off a little bit financially.
Yeah.
Because I'm paying for two rent, moving from the clinic to the new place, and then also home rent. And it's just been weird because I've felt a little bit blocked at the old place.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's blocking my income a little bit. And so I'm not really, I have no idea what's going on. I'm literally in a position where I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to all get taken care of.
Well, you know what? This is it. You have to decide. It has to be the down to the line of deciding and making it clear and making it a cut and dry kind of thing, you know, because I think we get mixed up as we try to make it right on both sides. And to me, if you make one side right, which is the one that's right for you, the other side will work out because it's your decision that's going to change this. So if you went in tomorrow and said, look, I'm paying two rents, this is the way it is, I need a space that's a little more, you know, this, and tell the truth, and to me, and then release them from you. Because it's really about you holding on instead of letting the divine take you. Okay? Because this is what I get. Let the divine just take you where it's best for you. And that feels very good when I say that. You know, just if I say, okay, God's hand is pulling you right over here to this new space, And you go, oh, that feels good. There's no problems, no drama, no nothing. Just a nice clean slate to start. And I get that instead of any have any blame or feelings that, oh, this wasn't for me, just let that go. And let the feeling of appreciation for what it was come over you. Because to me it feels like it was a great place. And it also brought to you what you really are going to be involved with next. And that's my feeling. So in the appreciation, you're letting all of this, all the stuff go, and you're just saying, okay, God, you take me. I know I trust you, and I'm going to be honest with what's going on. So this will start to get better for you. Because in holding on to both, you're not ascending.
Well, one isn't completely official yet. It's kind of like I'm waiting. It's really interesting because the new one is what I want, but they haven't. They've been really slow. I've been ready to move in since August, and they've been very, very slow with it. And so, in the process, I'm just kind of waiting, and I don't feel blocked. I feel like if my heart is telling me to just go, but it's like I'm waiting. So I'm just hoping.
Pooja, what is making you wait? What's in there?
The finances. If I leave the clinic completely, then because that's all I'm living off of are people coming in. And so if I leave the clinic completely before that other place gets settled in, then I won't have anything coming
in. I see. So it's more economics that are keeping you. So let's just see. I'm going to pull some cards and just see what they are saying. See if there's any,
I mean, I just really want clarity on the whole thing. Even the doctor I'm working with. I have no idea what's going on. And the funny thing is, I'm in such a good place where my heart's really open. So I'm being very generous, but I feel like maybe I'm being too generous and I'm not taking enough in. And I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. I have absolutely no idea what's going on. And I absolutely don't understand why the income isn't coming in as quickly.
All right. So the first card was say I'm sorry. So, you know what, sometimes it's about saying, I'm sorry, I have to do this for myself. It's not saying I'm sorry to someone else. It's saying, I'm sorry, self, but this is the best thing for you. Instead of, so I get that that's what I'm looking at here, is that this bigger self that has to come and say, Pooja, you can't wait it out anymore. You can't wait it out. You just have to emerge into the unknown and trust that it's going to work. I think that you could say to the other people, I'm only paying, could I have a break on my rent, being that I'm not there, quite yet full time. And so they may say, so you've got to ask for what you need. And I get that that's where the lack of power, and I say that because it's like a lack of power here that I'm feeling. It's kind of like you got to ascend up and get your strength up to make this new endeavor work, So and it's about you, right? It's always about us and how we feel about that, and change and all that. So it does say, blow off some steam. So is there any anger around any of this?
The doctor,
Yeah, okay.
Because I feel like he's taken, and I'm not being given anything.
Okay,
all right. I feel like I've lost time, money, energy, just everything. Like, that situation just was so draining, and I don't know if it's my perception of it, or if that's really what's happening, or I just feel so slowed down, and I don't feel...
It feels like, let's say we have expected more from him because of this underlying vibration around him, and we've expected for more of him. So we've given more because we are expecting more, and we have to look at what has been given and taken just for what it is, because then you're out of expectation, and then you are really being honest with yourself. So if you have been felt like taken advantage of or given more than you should because of this interest that there is there, then that's something you have to look at and say, yeah, okay, I own this one totally. That because there was interest, I was extra nice. I was extra nice and thoughtful.
Yeah, I love my boundaries.
Yeah, okay. So that's all it was. So there's no blame. He didn't do it. You know, let's take it away from him and realize that we let this happen because of the situation and how you felt, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's like ownership of everything comes from, number one, you, right? It really does. I mean, you got to, if you can do that, then you can get through anything. If you can say, okay, I totally see where I did this. And so now is your chance to say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to really pull it back toward to me, you know, pull it back to you so that you have all the energy that you need and stop giving any more of anything that's unnecessary to the relationship that you really do have, okay? So if he's given you 5%, you give 5%, okay? Don't give 100%, give 5%. Energetically feel what level he's giving. Monitor your, in a sense, investment, your energetic investment, and just monitor how you are giving it to him. And you will feel more, to me it feels like you'll start to fill up yourself again, you know, and get more clear on what it is that you would like to be doing with your life. And that's not in hopes of him showing up, because we know, I mean, we've been seeing him being really, really, really slow. So it could be very, very slow. You know, I kept getting, he's not going to, you know, show up as quickly as we'd like. He's just that type of person. So he may take, who knows, I felt December. It's going to take a while before, and it may be when you're not there, you know, that he gets it,
yeah.
You know? I get that. I really do. So,
what do you see on his end, like the feelings or emotions, or what do you really see energetically on his end?
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to pull these cards because I like them. They're very upfront, and they say kind of what it is that, you know. So let's picture him. Yeah, very analytical. Very sweet. I got this vibe that he's very sweet, very analytical, though. And very afraid of real relationship. Really, he is. And that's some of it. He can do relationship in a very soft way. You know, soft meaning like it's easy, it's not too real serious, it doesn't go that so deep that he has to get truly involved. And yet he wants it. You know, that's the vibe I get from this guy. He truly wants to be with some one person, like to be married, have kids. He does. But there is, I feel like, a fear or hesitation that he doesn't even know he has. You know, like some people walk around and they think they're wide open, but everybody else in the room would say, oh, you're so shut down. You know, that's the vibe I get from this guy, okay? So, okay, first card for him is invention. Inventing. So right now, he is in the stage of inventing, meaning creating his world, getting his business practice going, trying to keep it stimulating. So his focus is in that particular realm. It does say psychic awareness, divine soul. So there is a psychic awareness about him that he has that probably that is what you're tuning into. You know, because you are so sensitive, because you can feel things at this greater level, you see that about himself much more than he actually admits it or owns it, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and then it says denial. Yeah, absolutely. So he is in a psychic awareness denial state, which in a sense is a closed, and so is the third eye being shut down. I would believe that. I would totally believe that that's where you are not getting through to him. I think his lower chakras are open. I think his heart is open. But when it gets into the mind, it's very shut. He's got too much mind running the show. You know what I mean? So then it says new life. Interesting. Okay, new life. It does indicate, though, new life, new experience. It has a mother and a child coming in. So new life is his deep desire is to have this new life and to step out of denial and fear. So it does show that we're right on. I mean, as for time, truth. Okay, so truth means that he has to start to tell the truth about how he feels, about you, about his life, about what he wants. And as soon as he starts to do that, new life is right on the same page, in a sense. So that feels right to me. It really does. All we can do, Pooja, with this one is you let you move on and take what's best for you. Number one, you. And I do think that's going to be a slower than you'd like departure.
You're moving on.
Yeah, I do think it's a little slower than you'd like.
Maybe by mid-October I can leave completely.
Yeah, October. Well, let me see. Let me see. Angel switch one. Yeah, November, December. Yeah, November, December, January. That's what I keep getting.
Oh, wow. That's really late.
Yeah, but it will start to improve. Let me just see. I see things starting to pick up for you, though. So you'll be able to work this one through. You know, you'll be able to have both and do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at this one place and, you know, the rest on the time at the other place. And for a while, it feels like I'm a little bit of a ping-pong ball. You know what I mean? But it's
so
okay.
I could have rooms in both places.
Yeah, I think that's what you... It feels like you're not separate from either yet.
Well,
until,
it's too... The rents are killing me right now.
All right, so you need to sit
enough.
Down. You need to sit down. You need to sit down. You need to sit down with both people or one, the new one, and say, this is what I need. Or, you know, if the other place you're not quite ready for, you can say to the person, I'm not going to fully move in, but I'd like to, you know, be there, you know, just by December 1st. You know, give yourself enough time so that you're not paying these two rents, okay? Because you can do that. Why not? Why not? You know, in right now, in today's market, you can ask for what you need, which is great. I mean, I know people that have gone into homes and said, you know, they're asking $950, I'll give you $750, and the people are saying, okay, fine, you know? So don't be afraid to ask what you need, okay? Because this is a big step for you. Not to just say, oh, you know, and this is like the biggest thing I've been seeing, Pooja, as women like, you know, who are usually more passive, more loving, more like, I'm going to be go with the flow, are really called to stand up to authority in a sense, and I'm going to say financial authority, and state what they want. And so this is a big one for us. To get to that place of saying, you know what, this is what I expect. I know the universe will provide. I'm not afraid to ask for what I need. You know, so do it. I really get that if you said to the person, look, if this is where I'm at, I'd like to take this space, but I think I'd be more ready come, you know, November, December, and see what they say. They may say, well, okay, you know, maybe they can rent it temporarily out. You just don't know, you know. But as soon as you ask for it, it will. I think everything's going to start to fall in place for you. That's going to start to work financially for you. That's what I see. Okay.
So it's not so much the place I'm at, right?
Yeah.
So do you see? I mean, I feel like the transition needs to happen. There's a definite transition.
And it will. But remember, divine plan. Divine plan. Divine plan. That's different than our plan, right? We have to sit with that one because that's what's been going on for everybody. They want it now. My girlfriend wants to move now. She's tired of this now, you know. Everybody wants it now. I want the new book guide now, you know. And it is just about saying, okay, if it's not now, the in-between is still the universe working for you and with you to get to that next level that works for you. You know, if we push anything too past, it's like, you know, can you eat, this is the truth, can you eat something before it's time? You can try, it won't taste very good, but there is a time to this, and that's what I'm getting, to hear this, there is a time for this. So let down, you know, how it's supposed to be. Let one of them go, that especially the one that costing you money. If you have to let it go just for a little while, trust that the universe will supply, and it will be an easier transition for you than trying to do both. It really will. You know, it doesn't feel like you have to do that right now. You know, I just feel like if you can focus, and this is something about making it work, if you can focus on one of them, whichever one feels right, then that one will work. But right now you've got, like Sai Baba said, you can't dig too many holes, you know, spiritual holes, or else you really don't know. You don't have a sound experience on any of them. You know what I mean? So listen to that. Listen to that one, okay? Because that's a big one for, trying to do too much too soon right away. And this is how it looks. A little scattered, you're losing money. It's not working quite to the desire you'd like. So you've got to just say, okay, I realize, God, you know, universe, I've been trying to tell you what's best for me, but I do trust, and just really fully trust, because I do. I trust that this is going to work. I do. And I think by December was a big, big month for so many things for you changing. So I just think if you can make where you are work a little bit better, ask this chiropractor for more money. Say, you know, I really need this. This has been very hard for my, so I'd like to make sure I get my 60-40 or whatever it is that your agreement was.
Well, it's my own business inside of him and I pay
okay,
rent.
So you just pay rent. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Is he not supplying the clients for you? Is that what is happening?
He's not. He's
okay.
Not very, it's been like, I feel blocked because he's not very receptive. So the clients that he could be referring or the connections
yeah.
he could be helping me make, he's not.
Okay.
And I'm super receptive. So I feel like the minute I stepped in, his clinic exploded. It just exploded. He's doing well because of
yeah.
it. And in the process, I lost momentum, felt drained and aggravated, and I'm still struggling, which I shouldn't be.
No, but there's a struggle there for two reasons, though, don't you think? I mean, let's be clear on what we're struggling for, the business, but we're struggling also to understand this guy. You know, to understand him and to see really what is going on with between a personal relationship, too, a little bit, right?
Well, and that's also why I wanted to leave, because it's so draining on me, just thinking,
yeah.
you know, like, what? Because you feel one thing and he does another thing and he
uh-huh.
takes one step forward and 10 steps back, and it's tiring and it's draining. And on top of that, I'm paying him.
Well, I know.
He's tired,
I know.
Draining. And he's not bringing a lot of clients in or anything.
All right. Well, so then a sit-down with him is really important to have. You need to go in there and say, can we have lunch? I'd like to talk to you about some things. And really say, look, if I'm going to stay, this has got to get better for me. You know, you have to recommend my services to your clients.
He won't. He knows. He's one of those people. It's been 6 months of this. I already know what's going on.
Well,
that's why
okay.
I need to leave. I'm just really wondering.
Yeah, but we're running away from the fox, you know what I mean? We're running away from the fact of saying something a little bit more direct to him. You know what I mean? So he can hear you. He's very analytical. So he only goes by what he hears and what you say, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
analytical. That's the mind. So if he's that kind of guy, which I really get that he is, then you have to sit down. You cannot assume that he's going to do a reaction because of the past 6 months, you know? And he's known you more. He knows you. He knows your work. It's different. You're different than the first four, even 4 months that you've been there. So don't...
I did already tell him I was leaving. That's one thing.
Okay.
I'm just ready to go is my biggest
You're
thing.
Ready to
I'm
go.
Really
but if it isn't ready, if it's not... Okay, so if you do go, can you take the pay clients that you have made from his practice?
Yeah,
over
of
to
course.
The other?
I, can
okay.
I can definitely take my clients.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's just the money. I'm just hoping I'll have all the money by then. I mean, it's by the end of the month, and
mm-hmm.
I definitely need a
yeah.
bit of money coming in before.
Does he owe you money?
I owe him rent.
You owe him money. Okay, so there's no money that's... So you owe him money.
Can he see financially if it'll be provided for? I feel like it should be, but...
Yeah. I do get some... It feels like somebody, and I don't know. I first saw a male, an older male, giving you some money and saying, here, you know, this will help you get through. And it's almost like a loan, but it's a love loan. So it feels like from a friend, someone who loves you, that's going to just show up and help you through this. And then it's going to be fine. You know, you're going to get situated again in a sense where you're not below, you know. Like if you make money but you have all this rent, I hear you at that. That's why I got rid of my office and just had it in my home.
I honestly feel that the minute I move out of this office and go into the other office,
yeah.
things are just going to be perfect financially.
Okay.
I feel
all
like
right.
things are going to explode for me. I know in my heart it's going to just explode.
And so what is holding you up then? What's
the finances.
Oh, you mean
leave.
So?
Yeah,
but
I can't leave without the money to pay for it.
So what would it take for this to work, for the other place to work? Like, really look at, like, get into that
one. I just need rent to pay Matt to get out of, rent to pay the doctor for this month,
mm-hmm.
and then money to pay the lease. Pay for the lease this coming month, and then
wow.
and I need rent for my living.
I am so feeling like I feel like if I was to say how I feel, my stomach got really tight, and I felt like, oh, that's just so much, and I felt like. Didn't feel good. You know, it felt like you just took on an elephant, you know, too quickly. So
mm-hmm.
I don't like how I feel about this. I can't lie. But it doesn't feel like the timing is quite right yet, you know? That's what I'm getting.
To leave, to move out.
Yeah. I would finish one up and then completely finish it, you know, and then start the next one. So if you can do that or somehow back out of one, I would do it. That's what makes me feel. Yeah. That
well, I'm ready to back out of the clinic. I'm ready for that. I just need to pay for that rent and then pay. I just need the money before October to just clear it all out.
Yeah.
So just rent for him, rent
mm-hmm.
for the new place, and then rent for living. I think I could probably a week or two late is fine.
Okay.
I just want. Can you just look to see what the message is about that? Will it all be just taken care of?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
And that's the only thing that's been bothering me.
Yeah, that's a big one. All right. Okay, first card, judgment. Higher self. Set card, self-control. Yeah. Devotion, which is, you know, devotion in your practice is what you do. And deceit. Interesting. There's an interesting vibe going on here and empathy. Deceit and empathy. And so either and then purpose. So deceit, empathy, and purpose come up. So it could be what this doctor will have, you know, in a sense, empathy for you and have you fulfill your purpose. So it feels like there may be a break if you explain to him, you know, a little more. Okay, don't be afraid to come clean and tell the truth, okay, about your financial burden right now. And he may say, well, you know what, if you want to leave, you can pay me, you know, $100 a month until you finish paying me. He may make an allowance. It feels like you have to talk to this guy, right? You do. I know you don't want to, but
it's
you do.
It's very hard because there are feelings there. And so,
you
got to
do
difficult.
It. Pooja, this is the big ascension. You got to do it. You've got to move. You've got to move into full expression, truth, and then things will manifest at the higher vibration that you really need them to. That's just got to happen. You can't just run away. You can't just assume that this is going to be this way and I'm going to go. And because what happens is we end up being the victim of our lives instead of the goddess and the superior being that we are. We are, you know what I mean? Think about it. Because we assume that this person won't listen or give us what we want, we just leave. We just go, you know? And we don't give life a chance to show up for us. And in that, that's a lot of what, in a sense, has happened. And we want to shift. We want to change. We want to believe that we and the universe are one, that what we need is supplied. But that means we also have to be very strong in it. We do. We can't just assume, you know, or run away from the voice that's in there. Because I hear her. She's a strong woman. When she wants something, she can say, hey, you know, been here for 6 months. I know that I'm not making so much. I have already rented a place. This is my work. This is what I need to do. I would like very much, and this is what I need to do to make my life work. You know, I pay you like $100 towards the whatever, and so this way I can
really.
Well,
I just need a little bit of additional time. Like, if you could just give me like an extra week or
okay.
two.
Okay. So, would that feel better than the money thing? Yeah.
I think so it'll come in on time, but it'll make me feel better, and so it'll allow it
all
to
right.
come in.
Well, then if you can do that, if that feels comfortable, then that's your first step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You take your first step where you're most comfortable, and to me that's where your power is. So if you asking for more time or to leave and then pay him a month down the road, that if that feels comfortable and you could do that without feeling weird about it, then do it. You've got to make a change. You know, this is the thing. I keep hearing, if you want different results, do different things. If you want different results, do different things. So if we're getting the same result from life and all that, we have to look at, do I do this? Do I show up? Do I ask what I need? Do I just be, am I over the top, congenial and nice to somebody who's really only giving me 10% and I'm giving them 100? So we really want to start to look at these things. And know that, okay, if I've done that, if I created this monster, then I have the ability to tame it, too. You know
true.
What I mean? If you created this, you can definitely...
Do you see him having that empathy for me, though?
I do, and that's why that card came up, and empathy and purpose. And I do see he has it for you. Empathy, purpose came up.
What is the deceit that you see?
Hmm?
The deceit part of it?
I do see him being very open to your conversation. I really do. I feel him saying, oh, Pooja, I'm so sorry you're going through this. I didn't know. I feel him very receptive. I really do. So I really wouldn't be afraid. I would just really trust that he's going to be more receptive than you ever would imagine. I really mean it. And so this is the thing. Don't run. Don't run away. Stay strong. Ask for what you need. And in that, things will transpire into something even greater than you could imagine, But by you just, sitting way back in the, way back here, you're not allowing for a relationship to transpire to the level that you need. You know what I mean? For him to hear you, to him to feel to what you're saying. All that's really, really important to the next step. Really is. Okay? Do you hear that? Like, if you want a relationship with this man, then you have to come clean and be honest and let him see you for all the aspects of who you are. Okay? Not just...
Honest about my feelings or just...
Yeah, your feelings and how it feels to be
about
in your
him?
Life. Yeah. And saying, this is how it is. This is what I need. He needs to know you that way, too.
So I should say... So I should sit down and be like... I've had feelings for you for the last 6 months, and that's why I have to leave.
No. You really just have to say, it's been really hard for me to know exactly what this relationship is, because I have a vibe that we have, some energy going here, And so I've been kind of torn, and I know that we work together, so it's really been hard to really own this or experience this fully and say, as I'm leaving, I really just want you to hear and know what I feel. It's the I thing. If you just say, I feel this and I feel that, people will hear you with that one. They really do. And it will give him a chance, you could just say, I have had an interesting vibe with, our relationship. And I have to be honest about that. An interesting vibe does not mean you want to sleep with them. And, you're just saying you are honestly owning the vibe that you guys have, And to me, that's really important because he may be waiting to hear that. I hear all girls, I'm waiting for him to tell me he loves me first. I'm waiting for him to do this first. And he may be, because he's a little bit emotionally young, that's the vibe I get. Maybe waiting for you to say a little more about, and if you're leaving, it's a perfect time. Perfect. Absolutely.
You see him being interested
and
then putting
him
in black.
Yeah, I see him saying, wow, why didn't, I see him being open to this more so than you ever imagined. I do. And I see him saying, and in that there will become a better friendship, that will start to develop. That's what I see. I really do. So tomorrow morning, you go in there and you say, hey, you want to have lunch? And have lunch with them. Or what are you doing after work? You want to go have a cup of tea? Or, whatever. I want you to initiate a time where you can talk, Okay? And then, like, just ask Spirit, say, Spirit, just come through me and give me the right words so that I'll be heard. And that's it. And leave it to that. I always leave it to that. And then it always works out great at that level. But this, you cannot run away from this because you're afraid or uncomfortable. This is big. Big, big, big. You know?
And you see him having kind of the same feelings, right?
I do. I have always. And I see him interested. I see him reserved about it. I see him not knowing, kind of pushing it aside, not knowing what to do about it, kind of saying, she works for me, and I'm going to keep it really clean. And that's
well,
I don't really work
well,
for him. Well, you know, working with him. Whenever there's money involved, you do work for somebody. Mm-hmm. You know? Because if you're paying a rent, you're working for him. He needs your money.
Oh, he's actually very lenient because I even found someone to take my spot and I've been helping him a little bit energetically. And so he knows. So you see him. I mean, sometimes I feel like he doesn't even want to take money from me, to be honest.
Yeah. I do too. And I think if you just owned it and talked to him and take him out for dinner, say you'd like to take you out, you know, or cook for him, make it something special, there will be an opening that you'll be like, wow, this is wild. You know, really, just do it. Do it. Do it now. All right, this is the total ascension that we're talking about lately. You've got to do things now. No more waiting around and in anticipation of it. You have to take action. This is what this particular moon's about. This is what this whole ascension is about, taking action and trusting also at the same time. Big time trust, you know, about doing something different and getting a different result. And that's what we want, right? We want a different result from the life that you have already had. You know what I mean? We want real big relationship. We want so we have to venture out a little bit. You know, when you want big things, you have to do big things. You have to enter into it in a different way and anticipating those things to be there for you. So that's what I get. Let's just do it. Tomorrow, go in there and say, hey, why don't we go for have a drink? I'd like, you know, I want to hang out before I leave. You know, make it light like that. And then if the vibe moves you, which I'm sure it will, you know, say, hey, you know, now that I'm gone, maybe I should own up to something, you know, and just talk from your heart and about that you have been feeling this vibe between you guys. You know? Really? Can you do it? It's, I know. It's like you go, oh, I'd rather go anywhere but do that. I know, but this is big. This is your next step.
So you don't really see him kind of...
No, I don't. I never did.
Coming forth.
He
coming
is forth. So slow. This guy is like a turtle. If I pull his card, I bet any money he'll be a turtle. Energetically turtle in the way of love or relationship or girls. I don't know what's up with this guy, but he's just a little bit slow. That's the vibe I get. Kind of a nerdy guy. I mean, in a nice way. I love nerds. I mean, I love intellectuals. I really do. But I do think they are a little inept in the way of love. I do. I just don't think they've had a lot of experience, enough to know what to do, you know? So you may have to help this one a little bit. I really believe that.
And you see him being receptive.
I do. And the sooner you have this conversation, the better you're going to feel about the net. Everything's going to be resolved a lot easier, really. Okay?
And he'll be happy to let me go and
yeah.
do whatever I need
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I see you kissing in a parking lot, actually.
Oh, gosh.
I do. I see you going to each other's car, him you going over and saying, and then he kisses you. That's what I saw. I just saw that. It was so wild.
You saw it soon? Or
yeah.
Well,
really,
it
was relatively soon. So if you have this conversation, this is going to move things in a very interesting direction. That's what I see.
He just needs clarity.
Yeah, and you do too. You need to get you some, you know, my Italian background is, they call them, kinyakis.
You know what's going on? He's Italian.
Yeah, okay. Kinyakis are balls. And so when women need to get those too, you know, we need to kind of own them a little and get some masculine energy up, because sometimes that is the masculine energy is a very get what you want kind of energy. And a lot of women sit way back in that feminine, like, you know, but he needs that. That's what I'm getting. A little. Enough for, and you can't do it too long, so don't worry about you being too strong. You won't be, you know. Even if you just have a little, it will be a lot more than, you know, normal. So I would just have a good time with it, too. You know, have a good time with it. Take him, have a cup of tea, or you could even, you know, have him for dinner if you had a place that you could, you know, feel comfortable about cooking. I mean, just try something different about this, okay? Really. All right?
But you do see the finances and stuff kind of working out.
And
right?
Then it does feel, if you have this intimate kind of conversation, the next leg, it's going to just clear up the finance problem immediately. Because then you can say... Yeah, because then you can say, you know, I this is what's been good. Because you'll feel more comfortable telling him what's going on in your world, right? If you could connect a little deeper, right? You'd trust that he's on your side. He's your friend. He's with you. He wants you to be happy. And I believe that. I really do. But let me know how it goes, sweetie. I'm going to take some more callers. But
yeah,
don't be, I see it. Do not be afraid of this, okay? Do not be afraid of this. It's okay.
Okay.
All right, love? Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, sweetie, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? It's a 323 number. Hello? Hello? Heart and Soul. 323-933 area. Are you listening? Hello? 323. Hello. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. It's a 323 area code, 933. Hello. Hi, I hear somebody. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. If somebody's listening, it's a 323 extension. Hello, you're in Heart and Soul.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah.
We have more time. Yay. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on in my life, and what you opened up with the show was kind of like actually what I'm feeling.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like, in one way, I see my life really plowing forward and spiritually. I mean, my dreams have never been so enlightened in my life. Mm-hmm. It's almost weird, like, again, what journey am I going to take? Am I going to take, you know, I want to merge everything together, a creative life, a spiritual life. But my dreams are so in-depthly spiritual and profound. And but then I'm working with the person right now in my life that I feel like is a catalyst. I feel there's a connection between us, and I wanted to get some clarity on that.
Okay. All right, let's see what the cards say. So is the question more about what is this relationship about?
It is
about
what this relationship
okay.
is about. I know it's about doing some of the work and getting clear, but I feel like the undercurrent is potentially maybe something. And I think I'm not supposed to know, but then I got a sign that it could be.
Isn't that funny? Because that's the same energy that we were just talking about, is that they work together. And the similar thing has been going on, a lot of energy pulls, right? You know, like you said, energy like that you say, boy, this is interesting, this is different, this feels like a deeper connection, yet nobody's saying anything about it. So it's same thing. And
okay.
I think this is what this universal kind of ascension is about, is to recognize these things at this level, because you're very sensitive, and to take the initiative to bring it to the light, to bring it to truth, to talk about. So this is what, this is when things will start to change. Instead of just observe, which a lot of women are always sitting back and observing things and not really saying, you know, maybe I should say something about this, and letting kind of it unfold according to the gentleman's aspects of how he does relationship. Well, I have news. A lot of these men, and I'm going to say this, are immature spiritually and a little bit immature on relationship. mixed. They might be very insightful, smart, you know, great healers, whatever. But in the way of relationship, they're a little bit slow. And they don't even know, and this is what I'm picking up on this gentleman, too. They really don't know how to move things to this next level without them feeling uncomfortable.
Okay.
And almost, it feels like he would feel uncomfortable if he was the only, if he was the initiator, you know, if he initiated this. That's the vibe I get, okay?
Okay.
So let's just see what it says about you guys. All right. Oh, first card, say I'm sorry. That's interesting, because now I shuffled three times and I got that card again.
No, that
so
makes sense.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Well, actually, it's something, I know we have past lives together.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to tell him I forgive him, which really, that's been something I wanted to tell him.
Uh-huh. So saying you're sorry for anything that would have,
right.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. I remember I had that experience with my first husband.
Oh, wow.
I did, yeah, and I actually did say, I said those words to him. I'm really sorry. And he got it. Like, he looked at me like, oh. And then a little bit later on, he said, I wanted, and this is funny, I had a past life regression, and I saw our lives together. And he was in the war, and he was supposed to come back, and he never did. He got killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in this conversation he had with me once, he said to me, I'm really sorry I didn't come back.
Wow.
I know. And I went, huh? Now, he didn't know that I had already done this past life, because he wasn't that much into past life. I mean, I've been this way a long time.
What?
And so he was like very more traditional thinker, you
right.
know. So the fact that he said that was just so amazing. So I hear you with that one, that you have had this experience that you know that you needed to say. That's really good, because the souls do hear you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, next one. Just say blow off some steam. Again, that's amazing. These are the two cards I shuffled. Okay, so blow off some steam, which might mean that you have some unresolved issues, like that you need to discuss. Maybe you're a little angry over something, or I hate the word angry, because that means, you know, you're not in control. But maybe
mm-hmm.
there are some things you dislike, or that you haven't been happy about, that you need to, when it says blow off some steam, it means you need to just get it off your chest. Okay,
uh-huh.
So talking about some of the things, you know, if you've known him a long time, and let's say he's late, and he
no,
keeps
it's not
you
like
late.
That yet. It's not
yeah,
like
okay.
that yet. He's nothing.
All right,
like
so
that
if
yet.
There was anything,
yeah.
even a little, that this would be a good time
yeah.
to just say, you know, this bugs me. All right, next one is you are safe. Interesting, yeah. So your verse is really just saying you are safe in doing this. You are safe
mm-hmm.
in getting into this relationship if indeed you want to go further with it. You are
mm-hmm.
safe. It would be a very promising, in a sense, relationship that would bring you into a high vibration. So,
yes.
And then it says see the light. So, and two people are in the light. So this is a very high light, energetic kind of cosmic relationship, and you would be both seeing each other's light, and you would be both accelerating, in a sense, your ascension. So it's a positive thing. I definitely get that. And it
oh
says
my.
Celebrate. So celebrate you. Now that is the last card. So celebrate you is to lighten up, to kind of rejoice a little bit more. When I see, if I showed you this card, it's like she's very dressed up, and she's looking beautiful, and she's celebrating herself. So it's really telling you to do that in your world right now, to show up, to look at yourself, to primp a little bit more, to put the, you know, to feel your godliness, your goddess in you
mm-hmm.
emerge. So
yeah.
when you celebrate yourself, it's about really celebrating your sexuality, your
mm-hmm.
femininity, your energy, your ability to dance and to celebrate and sing. So it's really commenting, this card, on you doing these
mm-hmm.
things. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right this minute. Okay?
Does he know about our connection?
Just laugh, it says. Does he know? Let's see. I get no. First word's a no.
Really?
I get no and yes, because I think that men are very pragmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes they are in their brain, and in their brain it may say no, but
mm-hmm.
in his energy he says yes. You know? So it feels like if I look at his lower chakras when he's around you, he's very open. You know, his whole heart and his whole solar plexus is quite open. And then I move on up, and his throat gets shut, and his third eye gets shut. So I'm not seeing that he's quite aware of it, no. No, not as fully as you are, because you're, first of all, you're a female, and you you are multitasking, you know, on many levels all the time. So you're experiencing someone at so many different levels anyway, because of who you are, you know. And I get that you are a pretty, you know, I'd say psychic medium yourself. And so if that's the case, you are already. And now, is he learning this? I just got
no. He is. He
is that okay?
He's like really up there.
He's a major, like, major. Okay.
Yeah,
but
he's
that's why we got these two. But that doesn't mean, because, you know, I've worked with lots of medium men, and they're different than the medium women.
No, he's
I know.
Like, yeah. I don't think. I think he's intuitive and insightful. I don't think he goes out saying he's a medium. He's not really not like that.
No,
but
like
he's
that,
a very spiritual person. So.
Does he sit like in a practice of
kind of like mentoring?
Okay, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right, so I got you. I got the vibe on him. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So he is a bit different than you then in the way of who he is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all we're up against, is his expression of his spirituality is different than yours, but it does work. You know.
Yes, it does work.
Yeah, it does work.
Yeah.
And so I would say no to the question, he doesn't know. Yes to the question, he's interested. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's as bottom line as I can get. I get that it's up to you, though. Just like it was for Pooja, this is interesting because it is about moving towards what we want and trusting that the divine will bring us to the highest vibration in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I always think, you know, we set forth the intention, which is, you know, universe, or, you know, God, if this is the right and perfect person, let the right words come through me. And so that he and I would have this experience together. And so I always ask for that always. Like, even when I first met my husband, I said, you picked him out for me. I trust. And so sure enough, I met him the next day.
Okay.
I really did. And so the bottom line is, it's really about you being ready and sitting in. If this is the right and perfect person, universe, I'm open to it. And that's all. Then just let it go.
Okay.
And ultimately, your question will get answered if indeed you want to continue. It feels like you'll have many levels within this relationship. It's not going to be a cut and dry kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what it feels.
Yeah. It feels like, you know, a bit slow moving, just like it was with this other gentleman. But I think that's just what's going on with the Ascension and the 11, and people are slowly, you know, moving into other higher frequencies, and relationship is one that they might not have really thought about before, you know, as a new frequency of an enlightenment. It really is. And, you know, Sai Baba just left, right? You know, he left the planet. I'm sure, if you don't know that, he's my guru. And he said that the next avatar, which, you know, we have 17 avatars on the planet at one time, the next avatar is going to be a householder, he said, which is really interesting. That householder means a married man and a married woman. And so, yeah, first time ever that an avatar will be married. And so what we are getting to see is that relationships, it's not an either-or thing anymore, that you have one. You know, you can be spiritual but not have this great relationship. No.
Right.
Actually, it's merging now together to have it one.
Definitely.
To have it one. Yeah. And so I see that, and I know that I know what is coming into the planet, and I see that the accelerated beings are now getting into relationships that they never thought they'd be in. So I'm not surprised this is happening for you. I'm really not.
Yeah, because even though
the beginning, though. It is the beginning.
It's scratching the surface, basically.
Yeah.
You're scratching the surface at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know, I know I'm still processing. I know he's processing and working out stuff in his life. What kind of, like, don't want to say timeline. I don't want to give it that. I don't want to say exactly mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. is there anything I need to do to, like,
I just pulled a card. It says Law of Attraction, which is what we're just talking about. It says each thought is an investment that pays immediate dividends.
Mm-hmm.
So invest wisely. You have the power to choose your thoughts and align them with love, peace, and harmony. At your request, we will gladly attune your energies to higher frequencies. So that is Law of Attraction. You know, really,
mm-hmm.
it is. It's about asking the angels, this is an angel card I just pulled, to set your frequencies. And I do that all the time. I mean, you know, I'm a medium, so I do get bothered a lot by the other side. So I work with the angels a lot to keep me protected.
Mm-hmm.
But I also work with Michael to help protect me in many levels of everything. But in Raphael for attraction and healing. So I would absolutely use everything you have right now to bring in this Law of Attraction, which is what
okay.
I feel you're ready for. I really
yes.
do. I really do. And I'm just picturing this gentleman.
Please. Yes.
Does he have a radio show? It's like I keep seeing somebody at a mic.
I wouldn't. He does have, well, if he does self, like, motivational speaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's holding a mic. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the gentleman. And I see he's got fairly dark complexion. Interesting. I kept, like, over here, I kept getting this visual of this gentleman. So he's really around you. He totally is in your etheric body, if I'm reading him like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it does feel like in the next 6 months, it feels
mm-hmm.
like, keep getting the six came up, that things will start to move for
mm-hmm.
you. So it will be past into, see, December is a big month for a lot of people. December
mm-hmm.
really is. December is going to show up as a real rebirth. You know, it's the
mm-hmm.
birthday. It's the birthday of Christ, but it's a
mm-hmm.
rebirth for relationships, for moving forward. And so to me, I see it as that more than just a celebration of a birthday. It is
mm-hmm.
a real rebirth for two people to kind of move into a new direction. So that's what I keep getting for you, that by December you will know a lot more, and there will be more conversations about it, and more clarity will start to really come. So by December, it feels like you will know,
right.
His intentions
yes.
and what indeed you can expect, it feels
mm-hmm.
like, from him. Yeah. And you know, I get that there will be a trip. I keep getting a trip. And I got the word Cincinnati. Cincinnati just came into mind. So I don't know why, but there might be something coming.
Mm-hmm.
Either he's going to be going away to do a speaking, something, and he's
mm-hmm.
going to invite you on this trip. And
okay.
I keep getting Cincinnati. I don't even know where Cincinnati is. But, you know, in a sense, I've never been there. So I just got that really loud and clear. So I would look for, there will be a trip coming within the six-month period that you will be invited on. Maybe a speaking thing. And this is when things will move in a little bit more of a interesting, you know, direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, love. Hey, let me know
what?
How it goes.
I will. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that is so interesting. What I really am getting is that there is a vibration, and everybody has to realize that, no, what happens to one is usually happening to many. So I really like to have people be quite aware that this is a universal thing, you know. And I also want to talk about sleeplessness. This is also a universal thing. People are not sleeping. They are fatigued and up, and there's a lot of movement in the evening. So anyway, that I did want to mention too. So I'm going to take another caller. It is a 405 number. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I am great. I do have a specific question tonight. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I know there are other callers.
Uh-huh.
But it was really interesting when you started the show and you were talking about ascension.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of talking to someone today about how, because I do have several specific gifts, and I was really sick this year. I mean, to the point where I almost died.
Oh, wow.
And I noticed that I became very stagnant. I, you know, went from having visions and all these different experiences and to absolutely nothing. I just feel so disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was interesting that you were talking about that tonight. My specific question is on, I have an issue going on around money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be, or I'm trying to transfer to another state
mm-hmm.
with my job, and mainly because I'm having such money issues lately.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything happening for me around career, money, or family, or anything?
Yep.
Just
let's see. Okay, first card was survival. So survival is where you have been, you know, surviving. When survival shows up, it means you're paying the rent, you're just making it, you know, you just have enough, in a sense, to survive. So money would indicate survival. You know, it's showing that that is where. Now, second card is balance. So balance is coming into play for you, which means that, yeah, it's coming. Balance means that you will be out of survival mode. And balance means that you will not be you know, in need, your finances, everything, it looks like you're just going to start to get into that place where you're going to have, everything's going to be paid off, you're going to be able to have money in the bank, you know, balance, okay? So that's what I'm looking at. Judgment is the third card. Judgment could mean there could be a lawsuit or something around you that is coming, your or that you're dealing with. I don't see this as something that's in the quite too much in the future, because we're actually in the early stages of the read. So I would say judgment has been around you. So either, you know, could have been a car, I mean, something that is bringing judgment around you.
I think that's, I'm actually trying to get custody of my godchildren. I've been waiting every day for that, which may actually put an extra strain on me, but they kind of need me. So
yeah.
That's probably what you're seeing. I'm just waiting on to be approved.
Okay. And then the fourth card is self-control. So self-control means that when you feel out of control, especially if you've been ill, sometimes we feel like the universe has been playing with us, you know. You know,
yeah.
Like, hey, you know, that's no fair, you know. I don't want to be sick, and I don't want to feel better. And you feel messed with a little bit. You really do. And so self-control means that you start to take back, in a sense, that vibe that feels like you've been the victim of your life. And you take it back and you put it really right in the center. And you start to work from a centered place again. The one that knows that you see, you know, the one that knows that you have this amazing gift. The one that is quite sure that, you know, everything is in divine plan and everything is going to work. So really getting centered again, it's talking about, is to really do your meditation. Self-control, that's what it's talking about. Do your meditation, pull your cards every day if you have them, go for the walks, you know, eat well, get rid of the sugar, get rid of the caffeine. So self-control, that's what this is about. So it's really reminding you to do that now, okay, to take that seriously, because that's you. That's who you are, you know. Your temple, and this is something, especially if you've been sick and they've been loading you down with medication and all that crap, you know, that the self-control now is about cleaning your body out, getting it back to good standing. And so it's really showing, and if I show you this card, it's really about getting your body back into the center of spiritual center that you are, usually everybody's in. But when you have been kind of rocked around, knocked around, I like to think of it that way, it's hard to, like you said, feel turned on again, you know? And that's what this ascension is about, is that what we have done is ascending. We had to unplug from the last, in a sense, energy systems that we were in, dimensional systems that we were in, right? So you unplug from that one, and then there is a time where we kind of are in this limbo kind of not knowing stage. And so by recognizing it, we're not saying anything to it, we're just recognizing it. And so in the recognizing, we're actually then now aware that that's where we have been, so that we can now move towards this new, in a sense, dimensional place, okay? So this new dimensional place is you, the better you, the one that knows, the one that trusts, the one that is really on the right page to doing her work at the level she can do it at. This is the next ascension. So if you are getting yourself ready for that, you need to get your body ready for that, okay? And that means take care of yourself. Really, the best you've ever taken care of yourself. Do your work. Get clean out. You know, if you need to do a juice fast, do it. You know, this is really important that everything gets aligned, okay? Because you can't have one without the other. It really is the truth. You can't, you know. You know, I really have to say that. You just can't. It's not going to work. Not to the full expression of who you are. You know, it won't work. You know what I mean? I mean, I always think that if you're out there in the world and you want to be the God self person that people are attracted to, then you have to clean up your light, you know, get your Windex, your cosmic Windex out and start cleaning it up. And that means cleaning up and cleaning out the body, the temple. So get that one. That's a really big one that I'm really hearing. It's easy. It's really easy once you decide. You know, I always think everybody makes that so hard. It's really not that hard. You know,
I am actually. I mean, that's amazing you say that because that's what I've been working on for quite a few. I've actually lost 117 pounds.
Wow.
Here, so I am actually working on that. And you're right. Sometimes I feel like I'm not eating the way I should.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only because sometimes I have a hard time tolerating certain stuff.
Oh,
yeah. But I mean, you're right. It does take self-control. So, I mean, I definitely understand that.
Okay. So this is where, and this is why I'm seeing this, because this is what you have been working on. And in a sense, you are always going to be working on this piece, you know? It really is. It's your piece. You know, it's like, you know, I have friends that have lost, you know, 50 pounds, gained 50 pounds. This is their piece. They have to always be in control of what they put in their body. They just do. It's just kind of their thing. And it's okay. It really just reminds us that by tuning into that frequency of the body, we're saying, I love you. I love you. You're a good body. Thank you so much for taking me into this world, you know. And that's what I'm getting. So the question about money is, yes, it's going to start to level off for you. The judgment thing, I definitely see it around you. So let's just see if it's, and then it says devotion. So devotion is that, you know, devotion is what is who you are. It's what you do every day. It's who you show, how you show up in the world. So it feels good to me that you are doing this already. Yeah. As for the job, will you have to go? Is this a different position? Like you're going to have to drive farther away, or is it a move completely?
It's a complete move to a whole other coast.
Coast, yeah. All right. This I do see happening. I really did. I just saw U-Hauls around you, and I do see this happening. I think this is really, really good for you, though. This feels like a new, fresh start. It feels like once you get there, there will be a community of, you know, like-minded people that are, you know, spiritually kind of awake, and it just feels really good for you. I get this is like what you've been waiting for. So in your arrival, you know, arrival dates happen, you know, all the time. This feels like an arrival date to me. You arriving at this new place that will support your spirit in an even better way. California is lovely, you know, really. It really is. It holds a lot of open-minded energy, and it holds everything that we just talked about. Holds health, you know, fairly well. People are a little more receptive. All of it will work for you. It really will. So, yeah, I definitely see this working for you. As for your taking, now, deceit just keeps coming up around you.
What does?
The word deceit. Deceit is interesting because maybe because of the judgment that goes along with that, you know, the deceitful person around you that you have had to go up against to get the children. So,
yeah.
It feels like deceit has been around you and you've been having to deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just a real quick thing. Do you see anytime soon me getting out of this situation with the money issue? Do you see money coming my way anytime soon?
I do. Let me just see. It feels like it will be a very slower process than you probably like. I hate to say that, but it will. I keep getting cleared up. It's saying cleared up completely. And it feels like the weather I'm in a warmer space. So it's not, so you're going to have to go through the winter in a sense. And then come spring, that's when it feels like it's really going to clear up completely. Okay? I know that, I mean completely, meaning you're not going to have a problem. So that means after the move, after the kids, after all this, by spring, it's going to be completely cleared up. So just, you know, just I always put on your psychic surfboard and ride this one out. Don't take it so seriously. It's just right now, and it's going to work out. So if I can say that to your spirit, you won't be so worried, right? Your spirit's hearing
right.
You. So just hear that. It's just for now. It's not, money is not real. It's just a temporary situation. And if you can hear that, it will relieve some of the stress and worry that you have. But it is going to be spring. It feels like where it's really, really, really going to be a much better situation all the way around. Okay?
Okay.
And it does say intuition. So it does feel like your intuition is being activated again. You know, as you're going to start to get your intuition back, you're going to start to see things. Do you see the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting that you are very clairvoyant, and if you wanted to, you could be doing that or as a job or as some part-time work, you know, that you could be doing.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was very, my experiences were very, very active. I mean, very active, like daily, and it just went to zero. In fact, I went like, a whole maybe 5 or 6 months probably longer, and that was like during the time I was sick, which was really shocking to me because that's when I really expected to have or feel things around me. But I mean, it was absolutely nothing. And then one day, probably about maybe a month ago, you know, I opened my eyes and there in front of me stood someone, you know, and then it was gone.
Okay. Yeah, so they're coming back. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fine. I get this one. This has been going on for at least the past 2 months for a lot of healers. Matter of fact, a lot of the friends that were doing shows can't just stop doing their shows. And most of them felt they had to take a break because they just were not in line. And myself included, I just had just recently came back. And it was this feeling of being disconnected. And the same thing happened to me, and this is funny. I was in my bedroom. I was just watching TV, wasn't even thinking about anything. I turn, and there in a full apparition is a woman standing in my doorway. And I went, you know, it scared me because I wasn't expecting it, you know. It was like, oh, you know. And so I realized that still things were working around me. And for maybe that moment, I was able to really connect again. And so little by little, it's been coming back in a very interesting way, different than it was. And I get that is why we got unplugged, because now we're going to get replugged into a new circuit of even having it come in at a different level. Because, like, normally I would have, normally I would have to, you know, be working with somebody and then connect to their spirit and then, you know, have my spirit guide, and then I'd start to see the other stuff. But this was, like, right there, like that. Mm-hmm. Something I have to say I haven't experienced since I was a young girl, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and full apparitions, I mean, that was wild. I don't really like that, to tell you the truth. I really just rather hear, okay. So I had my limits on how it was okay for me to do my readings and stuff. But so this is obviously the universe is saying, no, this is how we're going to show it to you, you know, and enough. And so I get that we've been unplugged to get replugged into a new frequency that is at a higher dimensional space. So it will be coming to you in a new way, totally a new way. So don't be surprised. Okay, that's all I have to say. And I know it's coming your way. I can feel it around you. I can see the doors around you. I also have to say, if I say to you, can you go to dimension 13? Do you know what 13 looks like? If I asked you to go to 13, do you have a feeling of what that might look like? Because that is where this new dimension of mediumship is happening, 13, in the matrix energetics, which I studied. They talk about different dimensional spaces. Well, 13 is where it's really a lot of spirits are out of body, and this is where we can go to and really get information. So when I say that to you, if I say to your spirit, go to 13, your spirit knows where 13 is. Even if your mind doesn't know.
I've been able to astral project, but not consciously.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand what was going on when it was happening.
Right.
And it's funny because when you said that, I saw like a, it's really weird, like a dark, but it was dark but light. It was really strange when you just said that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
so there it was. That's the dimension that the spirits, and it's like a doorway. It's like the energetic doorway to the other side. And when I read from now, I really just go to 13 and I sit in 13, and all of a sudden I see, you know, somebody walking towards me, and that's their, you know, someone I'm with, their grandmother or something. So it's real clear. It's not like it used to be. It's very different, very clear and very precise. So I think that you're ready to know about how to get there and not have it be an accident. You know, I think that, you know, this is what we're being called to. You've been an intuitive psychic healer your whole life, but it's really about, you know, not pretending, and I say that in a nice way, to let it just happen, you know, to kind of grab hold of it in a sense in the frequency that it exists in, instead of just the happenstance. You know, I mean, I always think life does just happen, but a lot of it you have to make happen. In a sense, you have to be open for it to happen, right? So I think that, and this is a new vibration, and this vibration is about really intention, you know, getting your intention lined up so strong that there you go, there you are, you know, and it's that easy. You know, it's not a big, I always think everybody knows how to do it. It's just they get in their own way.
Right.
They really
right.
do. I mean, everyone I know is psychic and can feel things and can see things. It's just that they, you know, get in their own way. So it's about not getting in your way. And if I say to you, go to 13, you know, right with 13, or go, you can even go through 1 through 13, go through 1 and see what 1 looks like, and then experience all the dimensional spaces that are around you and see which one is clearer for you, because it might be 14, it might be 16, you know. So, but I know 13 is where I can see from. So I think what we're doing now is to really relearn what we thought we knew, and that's what I get. You know, like, I think I'm hearing that all of a sudden you woke up, there it was. And that's because we weren't trying. We weren't trying to do anything. We were just, actually, we weren't in our own way at all. We were watching, like, I was watching TV, you were sleeping. You know, you were not expecting it or wanting it. And so maybe that is the secret to this new next dimensional space, is to not get in our own way about it, you know, and have it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But be quite big enough to move our energies into different dimensions and stay very grounded in it, you know? Make sure you ground, because...
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's a really important thing. But, yeah, this is all going to work out for you. I really do feel it. I don't feel like you are in a state where it's going to be... difficult. It feels like in accepting this new move and accepting the you know, the changes that are happening, it will really go smoothly. That's what I feel. And it feels like you've already accepted it, you know.
Yeah.
It does say solitude was my next word. So have you been alone? Yeah, solitude.
I've really been through a lot over the last couple of years with these kids and and jobs and everything else, you know.
Yeah. But solitude is useful, but it also, it could be why it's showing itself to you. It's really trying to make you see that you have been in solitude and that you need, in a sense, to explore and to open up and to be a part of more of a community. So I do see that happening for you in California. I really do. I really do. Even if it feels like a church that that you're in, that has a really nice vibe, great people, and really supports you, you know, as a.
I'm actually going to North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that near? And would you be in Ashland or near that area?
I'll be in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Charlotte. Okay. Charlotte, that feels good. I keep getting this man around you. Huh, interesting. I do. I keep getting a male around you.
Never happened to with Charlotte.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it feels like I'm in a church when I'm with him. Does this man go to, like...
Oh, well, this might be someone else, then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this man is definitely... I feel like he's got a wonderful voice, a singing voice, this gentleman. And and you, in a sense, you are listening to him sing. He's a beautiful singer. He feels like almost a minister to me. It feels like I'm viewing him on a stage, and he's got a beautiful voice, and he's got a great spirit, very open energy to him. You're very welcoming, you know. This is just the vibe I get when you first go there, and this will be a man that you'll meet. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm not getting relationship as much as a friendship kind of open, you know, friend person that will kind of introduce you to people, that kind of guy, okay? That's the vibe I get from him. Yeah, interesting, love. All right, have a wonderful experience in this new change, and really just know it's going to be fine. It's going to work out great.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're
I'll let you to the other calls. I appreciate
all right.
you reading
and
so much.
Let me know how it goes. Call back, and I'd love to hear about it.
I will.
Great.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello, 111. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
It's Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing really good. You sound like you're doing pretty good, too.
I'm good. I'm very good. Yeah. So have you been experiencing this major change in the past, like, 2 months? I would say it's the past 2 months that everybody's been in this really interesting space of flux and change and
It seems like we're kind of stuck, but we're really changing.
Right. And that's what we have to know, that we are just... you know, changing to a higher frequency. So it does feel like we're in the middle of nothing, you know, of not knowing. Yeah, it's a no thing.
This is kind of like, you know, I mean, when you grow, you know how your body ages and you grow, you know, you're 5 years old and then you're 55 and you go,
yeah,
your body.
Or just like, or even when your child is growing, you know, at one point you just think they're just laying there, and they're not doing anything, but they're really very busy. You know,
uh-huh.
Their cells are growing, their muscles are growing, and I think that on a spiritual level, I don't realize that that is some of what we are experiencing. That when we're not doing something, we are doing a lot. You know,
it seems like you've been pretty tired as well, too. You know,
yeah.
These new moons, I guess you're a lot more tired on a new moon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the new moons, it's been hard to even do much at all.
Well, exactly. This is what I've been hearing all the time, including myself. I mean, I have moments where I've got, you know, so much energy one day, and then, you know, a little bit in the day, and then around afternoon time just fizzling, you know? And so I just accept it and lay down, meditate, use that, you know, time to listen, you know? Because I think fatigue is a time that your body is telling you that it needs to lay back and not do. It needs to listen. So I really have heard that as my signal not to be the doer and to be the beer, you know, of my life. And I think that that's ultimately what people are seeing too, that if they listen to the fatigue, they're not mad at it anymore, you know. They're letting themselves sleep longer if they need it. They're letting themselves not go to the gym if they don't feel like it. They're really listening to it and getting more from it than if they don't, you know. And so how about you? Let's pull some cards for you. What is, do you have any one question that you'd like to have kind of looked at?
Well, you were talking about a move with someone else. I don't know if you picked that up, or a love with someone else. You had a big heart on there. I didn't know what to think of. Sometimes I ask for a general message for them to pick it out, you know, what they have to be doing. But I know I got to move or get a new job or possibly a gal.
Mm-hmm. Or all three. Okay. Well, the first card, interesting, was suffering. So, suffering, it looks like people around you as much as you absorbing suffering, but you have been suffering because of other people around you. That's what it looks like in the way of this card showing up. So it means that you've been probably absorbing some negative energies around you, and just to be careful of that one, okay? Second card is purpose. Master teacher. So it's showing me an arrow. So it does say that you are going to be moving towards a direction. And it has an arrow and purpose. So and then creativity, third card. So it's showing me, in a sense, the guidelines to who you are and what you can do for purpose. So using your creativity, your abilities to, you know, music, to build things, create things, heal, all those things, aspects are creativity. So that's who you are, and so that's the purpose, in a sense, that the arrow is pointing in that direction. So it's saying, and then it says partnership and love. Wonderful. So that's interesting, because I've not pulled that card at all tonight. It was much more, you know, personal stuff. So partnership and love, it does indicate that you are ready or getting ready for this to show up in your world. And it says gifts. Interesting. Yeah. So gifts are, you know, I see gifts as representing joy. You know, gifts are, it says joy guides. So your guides will be bringing you a lot of laughter and love and joy. And in that comes with this partnership. So it feels like it's around this relationship, that once you find this, in a sense, once this relationship finds you, it will bring you much laughter, joy, in a sense, gifts. Yeah, absolute heartfelt gift. And then it says grace. Now, grace is when the Holy Spirit, in a sense, has kind of come into you, and that you have a bigger sense of who and what you are and how you are manifesting your life. And this comes also into this relationship. So grace comes in. So I get that your loving spirit will even be more enhanced through this partnership, which is really nice. You know, it means it's a real working relationship. It has lots of gifts, and it brings you, in a sense, Holy Spirit, which is high vibration. And then it says victory. So I like that. Victory is a great card. We'll leave it at that. Victory means that you will accomplish, in a sense, and it looks like love. It feels like I'm looking almost at a ceremony. So it will be a partnership that lasts. It means it will move into the higher frequencies of life, partnership, soulmate, and it will kind of bring you into that victory state of finally finding that person. You know, when you finally feel like, she's arrived, I'm home, that kind of feeling. Okay, so victory showed up. So absolutely, this is coming your way. It does feel like it's down the road in the read, but it does feel like it's fairly soon. Okay, so I would say, you know, within the year, these things will start to transpire for you. As for work, new life. Oh, it does seem, yeah, work, new life. So the new life would indicate that there will be a change of movement for you to get this new life. So you feels like you will be moving. And boredom just came up, too. Yeah.
I think I might be easily bored sometimes.
Yeah. And boredom is kind of what makes us do things, makes us change, makes us, you know, take new classes at the college. And boredom, I love that card. I think that means that boredom for you is your little angel, you know, tapping you on the shoulder saying, come on, let's get busy, let's get doing something, let's get learning something, let's move, let's go, you know, check out this. Because boredom will take you places, and I like that card. So new life and boredom, not a surprise, they go together. So let your boredom take you. That's what I would highly recommend. Let your boredom take you every day where you have never been, you know. And so I love that boredom. I even get bored. I'm like, I get bored going down the same street, going the same way.
Well,
you know.
That's a good point. I may take some new avenues, just even though they're longer, you know, leave earlier.
Yeah, or just say on the way home here, I'm going to go this way down to, you know, the beach or, you know, wherever you haven't been before. So boredom will take you to new places, and in those new places, that's where this new thing, in a sense, this new relationship resides. So I would highly recommend going to the new places, you know, even if it's a new concert or show or music or church or healing, you know, ceremony, something. If it comes your way and it's new, I want you to do it, okay? And that's where this new life, it really is going to take you. It does say restriction. Now, restriction could mean financial restriction has been around you, and that could be showing up around that. Restriction, this one shows around the mind. So restriction sometimes is how we view things, being good or bad. To me, being good or bad restricts us. So if you have those thoughts in mind, just try to delete them. You know, I always say there's a delete button for anything that was, restricting you and being open. That's
Do you mean
where,
in other words, it's just not black and white, it's the colors of the rainbow?
I think you know that because you
okay.
are.
That's probably, yeah. I think it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it would mean that to not look at things so black and white. And when we get like that, you know, I can only do this or I can only do this, it's really giving you an insight into how we are restricting our own lives from even going down a different street or trying something new or, you know, taking this new class. So restriction comes in, and it's around the mind that this is showing. So it really is to pay attention to how we are restricted. I just, you know, it's funny because restriction is going on for everybody, so I have to say this is a universal thing. So I just took some class. I'm taking classes at the college, and I haven't taken a class in maybe 3 years. And I just woke up one day and just said, what do I really want to learn that I've never done before, you know? And I decided to take a video to learn how to do make videos, video production. And, I mean, this is so opposite from anything I've ever taken that it was like it felt really good to try to learn something new, you know? And so I highly recommend to listen to this one. This is a good one. And this will really get rid of the boredom, number one, and set your path in a new direction that is of learning, you know. We want to always be the student, you know. I really believe that's when we're most having the most fun, you know, and also the most receptive to life is when we sit in that constant student mode. And so being, try some, I get that you are so multi-talented that it's really hard for you to stick
exactly
with
right.
Them.
I think
yeah.
it is.
Because yeah,
I play
really
drums and guitar and bass, and I can't decide, you know, I've played guitar for numerous years, and now I've, you know, bought another set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a really pro set, so I could, you know, I'm going to, you know, probably be playing. I'm not exactly sure. Do you see me making any money doing music or drums?
Yeah.
Or I play my own music, you know, possibly with, like, whale music in the background or during certain parts or, you know, or different types of, you know, meditation, like sounds?
Yeah, I see all of that. I really do.
Oh, so that will be the victory.
I really do see that. That's your moving out of limitations, of saying, I can do this, you know?
Yeah, because, sure.
Yeah, that's it right there, because if you can say that to yourself, this would be fun, this could be different, this could be something else I could do, then you've already moved out of restriction and
right.
out of limitation and out of boredom. So absolutely, that your wise self, the one that knows better than anybody, is already knows what it can do. And I get that that's where our restrictive mind comes in. It will think these great thoughts, but it won't take it to the next level to take the action. To, you know, do, like, to go, like, you could always want to do it, but if you just think about it all the time and not really put it into fruition and get the energy going around it, and even talk to some friends and say, let's get together and drum, let's get together, let's get the energy around this moving, you know? And so even if it's just, and right from the beginning of anything, it's always because you love it, not because it's bringing you money. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you bring that into the reason you're going to be doing it, then the next thing is that you will make money. That I know for sure. And so my feeling is that's what's around you, is this new way of doing your life that listens to these amazing, amazing thoughts that you have about things, and then takes the action and creates it and makes it happen. You know, and so I think you are a musical man. I mean, every time I hear music around you all the time, you actually have a very musical voice. You have you really do. You have one of those voices that could, you know, you could be a voice as a cartoon, or, you know, you could be a hypnotist because you have.
And what is it? It was somebody said Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Yeah, totally could be. But you do have this musical, vibratory energy, and it's in your voice. So, of course, it shows up way before you even get the guitar out, you know. That's who you are. So, absolutely.
Even though you say one note, there's a mess of harmonics involved even in one note.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like if your harmonics aren't in tune, you may have a scratchy or irritable voice.
Yeah, that's true.
You just like put the sound on a sound wave or something. You.
Yeah, but you know, this is your gift in a sense, and your purpose is to utilize this particular vibration that you came in with. You know, with the voice, the music. Your abilities, you know.
Possibly announcing. You know, some people have said that I could do, you know, some kind of voiceovers or some kind of, you know, ads.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I could see that in a minute, you know.
I'm
really...
calls today.
Yeah. Do you have a call?
What?
No, I said, did you say something about the Kohl's?
No, I meant the store Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Just as an announcer.
Oh, yeah, you know, but even grander than that. You know, I get that if you put together this music, you know, where you're playing the drums and you're giving, like, inspirational, you know, almost affirmations, you know. And so I almost seeing you doing that, in, you know, I actually heard a tape like this just maybe about 6 months ago. It was a beautiful tape. And it wasn't singing. It was music. And then they were giving these amazing affirmations that you would just listen to. And they would say, you are a beautiful, enlightened being. All that you desire will come your way. You know, stuff like that. And
all your experiences in life has led you to this top of your mountain
now,
you know.
Yeah. Or, you know, that is the kind of music I think you would be extremely connected to and do really well at. Because
do something like that, like a meditation, maybe I could do a meditation in the beginning, some whale music, and then move into a song with a chorus and have a kind of like a conclusion or something at the end instead of like a third verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely, that would not be hard for you to do. You could probably do that really, really quickly. And I think that, you know, if you said to someone, I have a tape for sleeplessness, or I have a tape for, you know, anxiety, or I have a tape, you know, that could help people, you know, feel more calm and centered. I mean, that's where I get you would do really well. I really do. Yeah.
I was just thinking you could just about hypnotize people with your voice, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good. Really cool.
Well, I am a hypnotist, and that's what I was.
Oh, I see.
In. Yeah, I was a hypnotist trained 20 years ago, and a voice really does matter to it working or not working. You know, and there is a tempo and a kind of a energy of how you would say each word. And you can go online and look for, they call them scripts, and you can look for different scripts for different ailments. And you could try it out, you know, put some music on in the background and just do the script and, you know, do it the way they say. You say the certain word over it and just try it out and see how it sounds. And I bet it will sound remarkable. And I think that to me is where you would be extremely talented. Or you could even read for books. Like people have audios, you know, their books on tape. And there are audio companies, especially in California. I mean, I think that's where they probably all are. And you could give them a demo of your voice and send it to them. And if somebody likes your voice, they will pay you to read a book on tape.
Oh, and who should I send the public?
Yeah, go. They're called Audible Books.
Okay,
just
okay.
Punch that up online and then put... I'm not quite sure the name of the company. I know there are lots of audiobooks, but you could probably find out who organizes them. And if you get, you know, in the back of the audiobook, you know, that you buy, it will say, you know, produced by. And you could find out who produces them and then send them a copy of your voice. It feels like it would not take you long to do. First of all, just do a demo. You know, you have probably plenty of recordings and things that could make it really nice, and send it to them. Yeah.
That's
and there
great.
May be more. There may be more than one company, but I really see you doing that and doing it well. You could even just do it for yourself for now. And then, you know, I mean, there are these great gatherings of like psychic. You know, I'm sure you've been to them too, where a lot of psychics get together and they have psychic fairs. If you got enough tapes together, you could just produce the tapes yourself and sell them there, you know, for $15 a tape for, you know, for relaxation or for weight loss. Or, you know, if you get the scripts, go online and find the scripts and just try it out.
I probably could do a stimulation, you know, package for, you know, fibromyalgia, you know, and try to say,
yeah.
Okay. You know, spring in your step, you know, rise and shine and try to...
Well, again, you know, fibromyalgia is about letting go of the muscles and letting them relax so they don't hurt. Yeah, because fibromyalgia is when the muscles just are overexcited, right? So if you think about you relaxing the whole body through breath, you know, instructing them to breathe and take a breath and visualize their bodies, letting go of all tension. And I mean, that would be wonderful for fibromyalgia. So,
well, does that affect the adrenal glands too?
Yes, and adrenals are you know, hormonal related, and so fibromyalgia is like, I think, a catch-all. You know, I think they don't know what it is that people are having, but they're experiencing. Yeah, they're experiencing all this pain, and they really don't know. So the doctor says it's fibromyalgia, and so a lot of times they could have sensitivities, allergies. To foods that I never knew about. But because that's not the mindset of most doctors, is to go through what you're eating. Really, it's not. And so they just throw you a diagnosis that says, yeah, that's what it sounds like. And they give you some pills that have more side effects than they're worth. So I really do think the poor fibromyalgia people are looking to holistically address this. So I would think you'd do wonderful at this. I really would. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Spectacular reading. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, let me know how it goes. And And I will keep you in my vision board and see this happening for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Mary Lou Who.
Hi,
you're in Heart and Soul. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for about a week or more, about how strange the energy is.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, it still feels like, is it me? Is it just me?
Oh, no, no, not you. I wish it, wouldn't you like that if it was just you? And then you could say, oh, well, then I could just fix myself and it would just fix. But the thing is, it's a universal thing. So you really can't fix that universal thing so quickly. It just has to kind of ride itself out, Mary Lou, and that's the truth. And that's what I think a lot of people need to hear, that they're not the only ones experiencing this overwhelming fatigue, the sense of not knowing, you know, what they're doing, of really just being in kind of this new dimensional space. Of, I have to say, people have called, I get daily calls of people really not even recognizing themselves when they look in the mirror. Imagine. Yeah, it's true. One woman, she's a good friend of mine, said she woke up, she felt like she just didn't know who she was. She just didn't know who she was. She said, I didn't even know. I couldn't even remember where I put things. It was like my old self left and this new one arrived, and I just didn't, she just didn't feel connected at all to anything that she once was.
It also feels like Mercury retrograde has been continuing.
Yeah, yeah. It has. And there was a little bit of a break. I don't know if you felt it. About a week ago.
Not long enough. Yeah,
not
but it
long
didn't last
enough.
Long.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. But it, like a week ago, it seemed like the lights got turned on a little bit. And my energy, everybody's energy started to get a little bit more balanced and a little bit better. And they weren't so fatigued. And then just about... I think a couple days, and this is something just started to hit some people at a different level. That's what I noticed. And people who were having this surge of energy and now at this new vibrational place and they don't know what to do with it. So it is a wave, absolutely. That's how I see it. When I see it, it is an energetic wave. It feels like almost like a storm, energetic storm that has kind of happened. And it's shifting, and like we were talking about, we have gotten unplugged from where we were, and we are now in the waiting room, kind of waiting to get plugged into where we're going to go. And there is that not knowing that happens when change happens, you know. And this I know for sure, is that we are busy even though we don't know it, and that our fatigue is if we just let it be. So I really get that we have no choice, because, I mean, there are moments, don't you feel it, that you just are on the ground. I mean, like, literally, I'm like, I have to lay down. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. I just have to lay down, you know. And I realize that I have no say in this. I can't even fight this one. It's that big, you know. So when something like that is happening, I realize we just are really just letting it go and just having to, you know, go with the flow of this new wave. And experiencing it and not judging it is one of the key factors, is what I'm learning. Don't judge it. Don't wish it away. Don't, you know, think of it as a pain in, you know, something's wrong. You know, we love to label everything, you know. And then what we do is make it worse. And if we didn't label it at all, it would just be what it is, you know. It would just be a change, a shift, you know, a frequency change. If when I say that to myself, it's just a frequency change. Doesn't that sound okay to you?
Until you feel it.
Yeah. Well, a frequency change. But even if it's just a frequency change, then you go, oh, okay, I can handle that. It's a frequency change. And then you feel it, but it's not overwhelming if you didn't know that's what it was, right? It's when we don't know. And we think we're going crazy. And that's what I keep seeing, is a lot of people are taking this very personally, and they think there's something wrong with their life and their everything, and, you know, they're really labeling it to the point where it's hurting them, you know. So I highly recommend that we don't do that to ourselves. So let's read a card. Do you have any one question you'd like to ask?
I would love to know about my love life.
Your love life. All right. Let's see. I'm going to change decks. I like this one. So your love life to come or the one that is present?
I don't know. Is there one present?
Well, sometimes we have a feeling of someone around us, and we want to know more about that. So let me see. All right, first card is see the light. So see the light, I do see two people in this card, so it does seem like there is something, or some, in a sense there's two, coming into the light frequency of who you are. So that would indicate a relationship. It does say change the scenery. So changing the scenery means either moving, a change of job, a change of doing, like we were just talking about, going back to school, that's changing the scenery. A change that will enable you to meet this other, in a sense, light being. So it does feel like it is, and it does say give more. So it could be around the giving that is showing me, maybe volunteering in something. Giving is going to bring you this change of scenery. Do you have anything that you do volunteer work for?
Well, I don't mean to, but a lot of times I do my paid work for free, and I had the last 2 days, and I'm okay. Sitting here shaking my head thinking, that was dumb.
Well, it
work
isn't
for a
dumb,
living.
No, it's not dumb. Giving more, it really shows that you have a full cup, you know. You're not in need, and when the universe sees you're not in need.
I'm sorry, but I am in need for work. I shouldn't have been out working for free.
Yeah. But again, it's about, being free in anything. We do get something back when we give, right? So it is a reciprocal thing energetically. It really is. And so that's why we give, because it does make us feel connected and feel better about, you know, our being here, you know? So there is payment there, actually. That is giving you something. So it's a good thing. And then it does say create. I see you're creating, like, this is a very, it's a one thing that you create. So it's really talking about your ability to create beautiful things. And it's showing me that, you know, you can turn things from a bush into a swan. You know, you have an extremely great visual sense to who and what you are. So you do create things around you to make them nicer. And then that does say celebrate you. So celebrating you is really about really honoring your abilities and your kindnesses, and the fact that you would, you know, give your time freely, and really celebrating you and really honoring that place in you, because that's a powerful place to appreciate who you are, you know, for being who you are. And not judging it and saying, I should do this, I should do that. Just celebrate you, you know. And when I see this, it means that you're acknowledging your beauty, you're paying attention to how you look, when you look in the mirror, you do like what you see, you know. You are celebrating all of that you are. So your sexuality, your femininity, your creativity, all the things that make you this amazing light being, you know. So that is about celebrating you. And to me, you know, we just don't do that enough. We really don't. We're always on our own case. I mean, you know, really, I was just talking to a girlfriend, and she was lamenting over who she was. I'm an idiot. I'm this, I'm that. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm a terrible mother. I was like thinking to myself. I just was sitting there, and I thought to myself, I looked at her, and I said, I don't know who you're talking about, but that's not the person I know. And all of a sudden, she just looked like, whoa, you know, wow, is this my conversation with myself, you know? And if that's it, no wonder life shows up for you that way. You know what I mean? Because we really aren't having the conversation that supports us in those bigger, in that, in the way that we want it to be, you know? So watch that. That's really what it's really talking about, is watch your internal dialogue about what you're, who you are and how you are, you know? Because that's something that we sometimes don't get. But anyway, so it does look like absolutely things are going to be moving in a high vibration for you that's coming your way. I don't really see, didn't say anything real negative. Anything else you'd like to ask, like any specific thing we could zero in on?
Work.
On work, okay.
That's too vague.
All right. Let's just see. This is rise and shine. Now, I get there may be a change or a shift in the working situation. So rise and shine means something new coming your way. Have you applied for a new job?
I have my own business.
Okay. So is there possibly a new job coming into your business that could...
I certainly hope jobs come into my business.
All the time. But is there one particular one that you are going to be, you've been trying to get or hoping to get? Like, it feels like I'm in a...
It's 10:30.
I get it's actually a new spot, I feel like, that you're going to be going to do your business. Does that make sense? Like, it feels like you're driving. It feels like you're in a new place doing it. Now, are you in some type, it feels like color around you. Are you in something like that you travel for your job?
I go to locations. I'm a location photographer, so I go out all the time.
All the time. Okay. So rise and shine is pretty much happens to you all the time because you're always in a new place. But this place looks like this is it's like the ocean. It's beautiful. So it feels like this is a new place for you to kind of rejuvenate yourself. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So it might be coming to you soon because it feels like you're going to have this opportunity come your way. And it feels like I'm in the ocean. I'm around the ocean. And maybe it's a job or that's going to bring you there. And then it does say turn on the light. So turning on the light, and this has two people in it, so this is about relationship, is turning on your own light that says to the universe, I am open and ready to receive a new relationship. So when you're out there in the world, turn on your light, you know. If you're in a crowd, turn on your light. Be the beacon that attracts people to you, okay? That attracts it. Like that's really important for it's like Marilyn Monroe was real interesting. There's a story about her. And she used to say, she was walking down the street and she was talking to her friend and she said, you want to see something? And the friend said, sure. And she said, watch this. All of a sudden, she takes a deep breath. The friend, pulled this personality, the Marilyn Monroe personality, out of her and out into the universe. And she said immediately every single person on the street started to look at her, stop where they were, it was like night and day. And that was the light she was turning on. That was the light of, you know, seeing her, of being seen, of being the beacon. And she had this amazing ability to do that. So when they talk about this, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about you turning on your, amping up your volume when you're out there in the world. And then you become kind of the attraction comes your way. Instead of you, you know, trying to get something, it comes to you. So that's what I see. That if you can get kind of tuned into that frequency, you will be attracting the love of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, that's what we always are really doing anyway. But, so anyway, let me know how it goes for you. It really does feel like a lot of good things are around you, really.
Thank you.
I'm really not picking up anything that I feel like you are an amazing being that is, you know, really doing a beautiful work, you know, like some spirits are, you know, they have, but it feels like on a day in, day out, you are an extremely lit person. And people see you and want to be around you, and you have that energy. So it feels like that, you know, towards a relationship just has to get more, you have to just get more intention, you know, and it will bring it towards you. But, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, love that. The show is kind of at the end anyway. But let me know how it goes for you. I'd love to hear it, how it's going to
all
be.
All right.
All right, sweetie. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Well, thank you, everyone, for holding on for all this time. It's been such an interesting show, and I think everybody is getting to see that, boy, we really are connected to so many things that are happening. And that really, you know, when it happens to one, it happens to all. And being that we are sensitive beings, we are really tuning into this high new frequency. So don't take it personally. If I can say anything, just know that we're all experiencing the sleeplessness, the fatigue, the kind of not knowing what to do next experience. And really just know that that's the vibration that I think that this ascension has done to us, in a sense, is doing to us to get us to that next level. So enjoy the nothingness. That's really what I have to say, the no thing. We are being kind of unplugged so that we will stay, you know, in a sense, in a nice chilled out space without doing anything. And then we can be more present for who and what we are so that we can then ascend to this new vibration. But much love, everyone. Thank you for listening. Our time is up. It's been 2 hours, and I've already gone over our time. But I love you all, and I will be having another show next week, so keep me posted, and I'll be talking to everybody soon. Blessings, everyone. Bye.